This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket Can.
And Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Yay, Las Vegas! Raiders with a victory on Monday Night Football last night for Sin City, 34-24. And the Raiders go to 2-0. Hey, last night's game was kind of interesting because how many of you, like, when the Saints were up, like, 17-7 in the second quarter and, you know, Derek Carr looked, he's taking some sacks, he's overthrowing some guys. And you're thinking to yourself, this is probably just going to be another typical New Orleans victory. Hey, they don't have Michael Thomas, but, you know, they'll still have Alvin Kamara and they'll still roll along and beat a Raiders team. Oh, not so fast. Because the Raiders scored the next four possessions, the next four drives for two scores, and then took a lead. And even though it got close towards the end, it was a Raider home victory. And they go to 2-0. And Derek Carr looked great. He threw three touchdowns. And guess who looks like he's 41 years old? Drew Brees. He threw a touchdown and an interception and didn't look like a rhythmic offense after a while. I mean, it really didn't the whole game, even when they were up 17-7. They never felt like you were watching a Saints team like you normally watch. And that's a point that people need to stop making about this next man up mentality. When you lose a star player, you lose a star player. There is no replacing that guy. You can get some guys that can play well, but they're star players for a reason. Michael Thomas is a star on this offense for a reason. And when they miss him, they miss him. And it is okay to say, look, we got some production on these guys, but our offense fell short because one of the best players in the league isn't playing for us right now. But Brees looked very out of sync last night, and Derek Carr, after kind of getting out of a little bit of funk early in the game, where he made some kind of, you know, bad decisions, held the ball too long, overthrew some guys, took some sacks, really settled in and found guys, found receivers, moved the ball, really made some smart plays against a very good Saints defense. That's a good win for the Raiders. What does it lead to? No idea. But as far as getting a home victory, even though nobody was at the stadium, people in the city paying attention, that's a good-looking win for the Raiders. We'll talk more about that and other things in the NFL, including all the injuries, as we continue with Wake Up Call on a good Tuesday.
At the SportsMap Radio Network, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMapRadio for 20% off. You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket Can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, glad you could be with us as we continue along. Wake Up Call on SportsMap Radio. Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. More from the Monday Night Football game last night as the Raiders beat the Saints. Plus, the injuries are piling up already in the NFL. We'll get to all of that coming up, but hey, listen up, with sports back and it is full bore now. The slate is full with basketball, baseball, college, and pro football. That means it's time to get down some bets, and I only endorse one sports book, and that's BetUS.com, because they are the pioneer in online betting, more than 25 years in the biz. They've got integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, like MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, all kinds of prop bets. Call 1-800-MY-BET-US. That's 1-800-MY-BET-US. Or go to BetUS.com and fill out the information. It only takes a minute, and when you get to the How Did You Hear About Us box, type in SportsMap Radio, and you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz, the best bonuses, and it should be your sportsbook. Call today, 1-800-MY-BET-US, or go to BetUS.com. All right, so that was a fun game last night. If you're a Raider fan, it was good to see Derek Carr Everybody was wondering about his status with the team this offseason. Play really well, 3 touchdowns. Drew Brees, without the security of Michael Thomas, didn't play particularly well. 3-12, but a lot of it came at the end on a drive to make the game interesting towards the end, where they cut it, you know, cut the lead down to 7 before a field goal sealed the win for the Raiders. He did look, as people have been pointing out this morning, he did look 41. I'm not really quick to want to throw age in there for Brees. I just think when you don't have one of your best wide receivers, you're out of rhythm and you're out of sorts a little bit. And I think it hurt him. But that doesn't mean that, you know, Brees without Michael Thomas wasn't exactly pinpoint accurate on some of his stuff. He overthrew Jared Cook by I think a foot. And Jared Cook is 6'6", I think. And I thought, that's a little un-Brees-like in this game. Kamara had 2 touchdowns for the Saints, but they dropped to 1-1. And the Raiders go to 2-2. And I think it was a good win. It was a good win for the Raiders. It was a good win for the city of Las Vegas, who are welcoming them in. And the fans that were outside the stadium or wherever they were trying to support the team in their brand new city. But nevertheless, a good victory for the Raiders last night as they go to 2-0 in the season. And Derek Carr looked good, so. That was Monday Night Football. So now that week 2 is wrapped up, we'll have the top 5, bottom 5 coming up in hour 2. Good, the Bad, and the Dumb is coming up this hour as well, so as we continue along. But we cannot talk about week 2 without talking about the injuries. Boy, there are a lot. Now, this is more than just fantasy implications for those of you who play. It is really about the league and losing some of its major players. Christian McCaffrey is going to be out a bit. Saquon Barkley is going to be out the entire season. How about the 49ers losing Nick Bosa? The Denver Broncos lose Drew Lock for a couple of weeks and wide receiver Cortland Sutton for the entire season. So we've already got some week 2 injuries that are substantial. Not only substantial, they're really impactful. My question is, and I you know, look, I'm not a medical doctor. If I was, it's what I'd be doing. But does the lack of preseason, did the COVID training camp lead to this? Or were these injuries bound to happen the way they were playing anyway?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Now, I think in the Niners' case, maybe there's something to be said about MetLife.
Maybe so.
Because how many players? They had like 4 players go down.
Yeah, you have Jimmy Garoppolo is out too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he got hurt. Mostert got hurt. Yeah.
Solomon Thomas is out for the season.
That's right. That's right. I mean, so, the list goes on and on.
And so maybe the field, but again, do the Jets even play? So, I mean, they didn't get hurt.
Right. Exactly. I mean, but like the Ravens, they lost Tavon Young, their corner, to a knee injury. I mean, Devontae Adams has a hamstring injury.
Bruce Irwin.
That's right. Malik Hooker for the Colts, the safety. He's out for the year, I think, the Achilles tendon. But he joins Marlon Mack, who's out for the season. I mean, there's a lot of injuries out there that occurred. I mean, there was, what, at one count, 22?
Yeah.
Various degrees. I mean, Tyrod Taylor was out with a chest. He had a chest injury.
Which
who knows?
Weird.
I mean, he could be back.
Yeah, but did you hear about the chest? It was an injection into his rib cage.
Painkiller. Yeah, it's like a reaction to painkiller.
What is he getting a painkiller for?
What is he doing
pregame?
That? It was before the game started. What was that about?
Not a good look.
So, you know, but look, I mean, some of these injuries are just naturally going to happen. But I do want to know, look, we had a different training camp. There was kind of a different protocol. Maybe it, you know, there was, these are what they call soft tissue injuries that you can kind of get back into playing shape during camp and preseason games. And sometimes that alleviates that kind of problem. I don't know how many of these can be attributed to that or not. Just out of curiosity, did some of these injuries occur because we went through a completely different offseason than we ever had? Remember, not only was training camp altered, but there was no mandatory mini camp or whatnot that these players normally have a routine and getting themselves in shape. We saw it in the NBA when they came back. It was some, you know, soft players, right? In the very beginning, because you can only do so much while you're now, you know, while you're isolated in your house. And these guys were under the same kind of criteria and quarantine as we were from March until, you know, May-ish, you know, June-ish. So I wonder, again, how much of this sort of offseason, the way it was altered, affected some of these injuries. Because there is a lot of these injuries. I mean, there's a lot of them. And the thing is, again, look, I mean, I know there's fantasy implications, and I get that. And look, and I'm not downplaying that, because it's a big part of one of the reasons people watch a lot of games and a lot of different games and pay attention to teams that are not theirs. But Christian McCaffrey being out, that's a blow to this league. Right? I mean, I know the Panthers are 0-2, but Saquon Barkley also on an 0-2 bad team. That's a blow to this league. Jimmy Garoppolo, same thing. I mean, Drew Lock may not be a must-see quarterback, but he played well enough last year that the Broncos had a really good chance of having a decent season. Something kind of, you know, hey, look, if the Chiefs are going to win it, somebody's got to come in second. And so there's got to be somebody's got to take one of the extra wild card spots. And, you know, even without Von Miller, Drew Lock had that moxie that was coming off that the rookie year where the Broncos were winning under him. And you felt like this guy could. No, he's going to be out 3 to 5 weeks with a shoulder injury now. And Jeff Driskel, who, by the way, they kept calling a veteran quarterback. I remember when Driskel was playing college ball not that long ago. It's not like he's been in the league 30 years. What are we talking about, veteran quarterback? Nevertheless, that's just a little sidebar.
Don't we normally reserve veteran for how many years do you have to be before you're a veteran?
That's a good, I mean, look, I guess if you're in the league 2 to 3, you're technically a veteran, yeah, I guess.
But let's be real.
But when I think of veteran, I think of like a guy that's bounced around, you know, kind of hardened by the league's, you know, or at least realities.
At least some longevity.
Yeah, just been around, right? Like, there's a wily veteran. This is his fourth team in 6 years.
Even if you haven't played that much, like Brian Hoyer, I'll call him a veteran.
Yeah.
Because he's bounced around the league. He's been in the league. But, you know, he's wise. There's wisdom in what he's seen on the field. I can't do that for a two-year or three-year guy.
Yeah.
It's like calling Baker Mayfield a veteran. No, he's still trying to figure it out.
He came into the league, Jeff Driskel, in 2016. So I guess 4 years is good enough, I guess. But that doesn't feel very veteran-y. It's not like he's played a lot of games in his career either. He's just kind of bounced around and been the guy you go to in case of an emergency. Break glass. Call Jeff Driskel. So, but man, I'm telling you, I mean, it makes me nervous because I watched my season as a Steelers fan completely derail last year when Ben Roethlisberger got hurt. That's the reality of being a fan in this league. It's different than others, right? Injuries occur all throughout sports, but in the NFL, because it's a short season and, you know, missing 5 to 6 weeks is a big deal. You know, 5 to 6 weeks in Major League Baseball, if it's at the right time, may not kill you. But in the NFL, it could kill you. It can hurt your chances, and it makes you a little nervous because we don't want the NFL to be a survival of the fittest kind of thing. We don't want it to be like some sort of wrestling survivor pool, Royal Rumble. You know, we want it to be the teams that we know and the teams that we see and we anticipate at their full potential. We don't want a league where Patrick Mahomes is out for the remaining 7 weeks of the season and Lamar Jackson hurts his ankle and he's done for 10, or, you know, Russell Wilson is out with a torn ACL. We know these are realities, but we don't want that, right? We just don't. It's not, well, even if you're rooting against these guys, you want the league to be at its premiere. Right? You don't want it watered down, filled with backups. It's one of the reasons, and again, it's one of the reasons people were really skeptical about adding more games to the schedule, right? Adding another, you know, making an 18-game schedule. Because, you know, I think the realistic NFL fan was like, look, while I understand that it's a double-sided coin here, on the one hand, I have a longer time to come back from injury, meaning that if my guy's only out 3 to 5 weeks in an 18-game schedule, that's certainly a lot better than a 16-game schedule. But I also know that the added games means my guy could get hurt a little more before the playoffs, and I just don't want a league where we're watching backup quarterbacks play in the Super Bowl. Right? It's a fun story when Jeff Hostetler does it. It's not so fun when you've got a guy that's barely played leading your team into the playoffs. Remember we saw that 1 year where the Raiders had like their third string quarterback playing against Houston in the postseason? You don't really want that. But that's the reality of this league. And guys like Barkley getting hurt and Garoppolo and Drew Lock and Christian McCaffrey and, I mean, Nick Bosa. I mean, these are big names. And it's week two and they're already gone. I can't wait till week five or six when the list is even longer. But again, I just asked the question, how does it look when we had an off season like we did? On Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, that's Ron with two N's. All right, coming up, some college football news yesterday I want to get to that actually made me feel pretty good. That's coming up next as we continue along with Wake Up Call.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. It is Wake Up Call. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Did you see this bit of news that Deion Sanders is going to be a football coach?
Yes.
Jackson State.
Pretty impressive entrance to a press conference.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
I don't know. I mean, I would say it's over the top.
I know, but you can't.
It's prime time.
It's prime time. There's really only one way he can be introduced.
Yeah. I mean, no,
as the head
two.
Coach at Jackson State.
One was that way. The other way is a WWE entrance.
Sure, that's right. That's a good point. A little WWE,
you know,
entrance.
Big old
sure.
Stage, some lasers, fire, smoke. I mean, you have it.
This is great news. I'm going to be honest. I've always liked Deion Sanders. I know there was a period of time where he was a love him or hate him kind of athlete. I've always liked Deion. I know there was the prime time was a little over the top, but I was young enough to really like that over the top.
Now the only question remains: will he double as a baseball coach as well?
That's true. Good point. Good point. If I was this age back when prime time was really prime time, I might not have appreciated him. I might have thought it was too much of a show, but I was just young enough to go like, man, that's the guy. Because the guy was playing two sports at the same time, and he was trying to be in an NFL game and at a playoff game in the same night. That was great. That was great. But he's had a great career. I mean, he's had a Hall of Fame football career, and he was a really good baseball player. I mean, he was a really decent baseball player. But once he realized, man, the bread is buttered here on the football side of things, won some Super Bowls, had a Hall of Fame career, very good broadcaster. I always like his insight. I like the passion that he brings to his insight. I mean, I always agree with some of his little hyperbolic statements sometimes, but he does bring enough energy to whatever he does. But this is a perfect example of a guy who gets to do anything. I mean, he gets to try everything in the sport that he loves. He gets to be a player. He gets to be a broadcaster. He gets to be an offensive coordinator at a high school. And now he gets to be a coach and a coach at a school like Jackson State. And the Tigers are going to be playing spring football. So he's going to continue to work with this high school in Texas. And then he's going to be working as the head coach of the Jackson State Tigers in Mississippi. And he was like really emotional about it. He was really genuinely happy that he was going to do that. And good for him. Who knows where it leads? He could be one of the great college football coaches. He could bust out. I have no idea. You know? It's like when Penny Hardaway went to Memphis. I was like, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's curious. You know? I mean, we know he's a good analyst, but does that translate to coach?
Yeah, that's right. That's where
but
we'll see.
At the same time, like one of the things we said about Penny Hardaway going to Memphis, recruiting is going to be easy for
him. And I think that's the key, right? I mean, that's why you can do this. It makes, first of all, if you're Jackson State, it makes total sense that you hire Deion Sanders.
Yes.
Because it brings a lot of attention to your program. It brings a lot of attention to your conference. It brings a lot of, you know, notoriety. And it also does have recruits going, you know what? I think I'd like to, you know, play there. The recruits that you're going to be able to go after at Jackson State, that level of player, it gives you the edge when you look at other schools and you have Deion Sanders. It works out great. And like I said, I'm a Deion Sanders fan, so it makes total sense for me to sort of enjoy seeing him do this. I don't, and again, I have no idea what kind of coach he's going to be. Who knows? He might actually realize, wait a minute, I don't know if I can do this. But don't you think it's cool that he, and again, I have no idea what the circumstances were, why he was the offensive coordinator at that Texas high school. Was a relative playing? Was his son playing there or whatever? But at least he, whatever reason behind that, I think it was Trinity Christian outside of Dallas, where he's the offensive coordinator, whatever the circumstances are that he's doing that, at least he's not trying to jump to the SEC right away using his fame and fortune to become a Division I head football coach like Dabo Sweeney or Nick Saban or Ryan Day. Or, you know what I mean? He is like, I am a high school coach, offensive coordinator, and I'm going to try it at Jackson State. Good for him. It's pretty good news. We shall see how that rolls along. One other bit of college football news, the Mountain West Conference, which was part of the let's cancel college football because we're all worried about the virus conference, is now saying that they might be back in the fall and playing an 8-game schedule. Boy, this is starting to look really dumb now, is it? All of these, everybody that canceled, everybody that jumped the gun, everybody that freaked out in August is now starting to backpedal quickly. Big 12 is a Big 10 is coming back. Mountain West is coming back. Now the ball's in your court, Pac-12. But the Pac-12 is, you know, again, I you're right with the wildfires. I think that does have to be in some sort of consideration. What do you do if the air quality is not good enough to play for the schools that are affected by that? You can't make them play somewhere else until the wildfires are contained and you know, under control. You can't tell Stanford, for example, well, find another arena, find another stadium, and take your whole team there to play these games. But you know what? I'm missing Pac-12 after dark, man. I got to be honest with you. I'm missing Pac-12 after dark. It's a little weird on Saturday to not settle in at like 11:30 at night with some Washington State football game or Oregon beating up somebody else and Eugene. But Mountain West could be back. That includes Air Force, San Diego State, Colorado State.
Got to bring them back.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to come back. I mean, I think by the time, maybe late November rolls around, it's going to be college football as normal. Just maybe no fans in the stands.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, you know, my son is at the University of Florida, and they're, like, taking a lottery for kids to go to games. Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Which is a bummer because you're probably not going to get in, right?
No, because you get more chances as a senior than a junior than a sophomore and a freshman. I mean, I kind of told my wife that. I'm like, if he's a freshman, he has tickets. You know, I highly doubt it. I mean, if you're a senior and a freshman is going, no. You've been paying your dues. You've been, you know, it's your last year.
Well, if he does get them, sell them.
Sell him, yeah. Exactly.
That can pay for his tuition for the next 3 years.
Very true. Very true. It's so wild, too. Like, the Tennessee Titans have, there's a 10% capacity. They're kind of going to increase the attendance at Nissan Stadium for Titans games this year. So the Steelers come in early October and only 10% capacity. So it's about 6,000 people that'll be going to the games. No, nobody can get tickets who's a Steeler fan in Tennessee. Like, of course they can't. Nobody's selling them, and people who have them, if you're selling them, you found somebody else to buy them. People are like posting on all the local sites. Anybody have Steeler Titans tickets? And everybody's like, no, of course not. That's a pretty good market if you can land them. But you know, we'll see as college football increases its attendance, might be doing the same thing. I don't think he should. I think that should be the least of their concerns. I think college football should be like, look, getting on the field and playing the sport, making sure the players are safe, and filling out the television contracts that pay us to provide us an athletic department. It's pretty much your concern. Worry about the attendance as we grow and we start coming out of this virus, whenever that may be. Don't worry about that for right now. Just keep your players safe. Keep testing, rolling along. Play your games. Get on TV. Keep funding all the other minor sports with your football money and be at that. All right, coming up, the good, the bad, and the dumb as we roll along. Don't forget, top five, bottom five also coming up this hour. Will Gray from GolfChannel.com will join us to recap the U.S. Open from over the weekend and what we can expect at the Masters. It is all coming up as we roll along on Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio. We'll be right back.
Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Tuesday as we continue along with the Wake Up Call. Glad you could be with us. All right, let's get the good of the day now that week two in the NFL is done.
The good of the day. We're all fans of that Costco hot dog and soda combo, right?
Well, I don't go to Costco, so I'm assuming that it is good.
You are missing out.
I do not have a Costco in my area. I do have a Sam's Club.
That doesn't count. You got to do Costco. The reason why I bring this up is because since 1984, the Costco and soda combo has remained the same price, $1.50.
$1.50 for a hot dog and a soda.
Yeah, and then when I say hot dog, it's not just a, you know, it's a jumbo hot dog. It's a huge dog. It'll fill you up. Two of them is gluttonous. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Right? But I'm bringing this up because the reason why the hot dog has remained at $1.50 is because years ago, the president of Costco, Craig Jelinek, once complained to the co-founder, who was CEO at the time, Jim Senegal, that they are losing money on the hot dog.
Really?
Each month, they're losing money on the hot dog. And these are Jim Senegal's words, not mine. If you raise the price of the effing hot dog, I will kill you. Figure it out.
Oh, nice. Good. That's great. What a great story.
So it's why it's remained $1.50 and doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon.
I feel like a hot dog bun and soda, even with the paper cup and the lid and the straw, is still 25, 30 cents.
You would think.
50 cents when you buy it in the kind of bulk they probably buy it at.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that too, but
Maybe the price of that stuff really is bad. I don't know.
But I mean, if you can get to a Costco and you people out there listening who do frequent the Costco, let us know. I mean, the hot dog and soda combo is probably one of the great things. It's one of the reasons why I go to Costco.
Wait a minute. You pay a membership to Costco just to get a hot dog and a soda for $1.50?
No, I pay a membership to Costco so I can buy toilet paper in bulk.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But the perk is $1.50 hot dog.
When we go to Sam's Club, it's the same thing. Sam's Club has like pizzas for $1.10 for like $2 for like,
because you go there and you, I mean,
because you are paying a membership fee.
Not only that,
helps all that stuff out.
But it's hard to walk out of there without spending a $100 bill.
No, of course not. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, one item is $10.
That's where I went a couple of years ago when I wanted to one-up my neighbor for Halloween by giving out king-size candy bars, the big candy bars. I was like, I'm going to buy them in bulk. Let me go to the Sam's Club and buy all the big-time candy bars.
Yes.
And I was trying to one-up my neighbor. And I
did
one-up my neighbor. Well, we'll see. I mean, my biggest...
It's weird, isn't it?
It's weird because I don't know if we'll have a Halloween, and I want to be prepared. But at the same time, look, the last thing I need in my house is 50 large candy bars because they're not going to stay in my house, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
You know, so like if I buy 50 candy bars and there's no Halloween, I'm eating them.
Yeah.
Like, there's no choice. I can't help myself.
They won't go as quickly.
Right.
You know, they won't be gone in one night, but yeah, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
I'll
right?
be feeding my sugar addiction, which is, according to Rocco DiSpirito, 7 times worse than a cocaine addiction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what Rocco said on a Chopped episode once, and I never forgot that, ever.
I'm an addict.
I know. It's one of those stats where I wasn't sure if it was true or not. I just went, well, it comes from a world-renowned chef, so
yeah,
I'm just going to assume it's true.
He must have done the research already. We'll just go
seven
with what
times.
He's saying.
I mean, you know, Hollywood makes it, because, you know, if Hollywood makes like rehab, like these, you know, hey, it's really hard, very difficult to kick these drug habits. I'll never kick sugar then.
But there's
never.
There's no sugar rehab, though.
There's no place to go to rehab for sugar.
If you go to rehab, what's the one thing they always show, like when you're watching television or movies and the guy goes to an AA meeting? They always have a table of like donuts or cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't have that. What are you going to have? Broccoli and carrots and celery at a sugar addict? Nah, it's not going to happen.
All right, let's get to the bad of the day.
The bad of the day is the Niners are the NFL's version of 2020.
The Niners are the NFL version of 2020.
Yeah. Well, listen to this rap sheet. First of all, you have like half their team injured.
That's right.
I mean, and they suffered more this past weekend. Their MRI truck broke down.
What?
So apparently the Niners schedule, which is kind of fun, and why they're staying this far away, I'm not really sure. Maybe you could tell me it's not as far as I'm thinking it is. But they played at the Jets this past weekend, and then they play at the Giants this coming weekend.
Right, same stadium.
So, but they're staying in West Virginia.
Ooh.
Where are they staying? Greenbrier Resort.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's so, not that far, but I'm sure they're
I know.
You know, well, okay, I think there's a reason for that, because the Greenbrier is set up for NFL training camp.
So, but the MRI truck, which is a big truck, was driving out to stay at the Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia, broke down. That's why it took so long to get results for Nick Bosa and Solomon Thomas. They had to go to a local hospital.
Okay, do you need an MRI truck? Can you rent one or borrow one?
I don't think you can rent. I don't think they're that readily available.
But you know what I mean?
But they had to go to a local hospital, probably wait in line with everybody else before getting an MRI.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, where if they have their own truck, there's like, hey, just pop in there. We'll get the results in no time.
Yeah, can you imagine? Bosa? Here.
Am I pronouncing that right? Is that Solomon? Solomon?
Right here, the doctor will see you. 4 hours later, he shows up. Okay, what do we have here?
Okay.
What seems to be the problem?
So
yeah, they don't want to deal with that nonsense.
You have all the injuries. You have the MRI truck. On their way out to travel to New York from San Francisco, their plane got hit.
Wait a minute.
It was on the runway. This is before they got on the plane.
So they got on the plane. Before they got on the plane.
Before they got on the plane, or maybe they were sitting on the plane. I'm not sure. Their plane got hit. So because they were scheduled to fly out of San Jose and head to New York. Their plane got hit. Their chartered flight, the plane itself, got hit on the runway, dented it enough that it was deemed unflyable. So then they had to drive from San Jose up to San Francisco International before flying out, which caused a 6-hour delay.
Oh, for gosh.
They were supposed to be in their hotel rooms by 9 p.m. They didn't get into their hotel rooms until 4:30 p.m.
Oh, no. How horrible.
So, yeah. On top of all that, I'm sure the air quality for their practices have not been great.
No. That's
so
true.
The Niners are, you know, the NFL's version of 2020. Everything that's going wrong is happening to them. All they
that
need
MRI
is,
truck is... That sounded terrible.
Yeah, all they need is some murder hornets to camp out in the stadium, Levi's Stadium.
Good point. All right, the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day is that there was a 1-horsepower speed chase that took place on a Chicago highway yesterday.
Okay, 1-horsepower.
1-horsepower speed chase.
Okay, explain that one.
Basically, a guy on a horse decided to take his horse onto the highway and ride down the highway.
Ooh.
He was flagged by motorcycles. Apparently, this guy is an activist. His nickname is the Census Cowboy. He was doing it for Kids Lives Matter to raise awareness that, hey, you need to take care of yourself for the 2020 census. Fill out the form.
And he thought getting on the highway with a horse with speeding cars was a good idea?
Well, I mean, no cars. I mean, the video I saw, I don't know how. We never got to see the video of cars actually passing him. But the horse is running down the freeway. He is riding that horse.
But no cars are around him.
No, because he was flanked by motorcycles.
I got you.
It was almost like Hell's Angels was taking care of him as he was driving down until the cops showed up. And then obviously the...
But the cops... But this was not a sanctioned town thing.
No.
They were the cops ended up... No, this is bad.
Pulling him over, they arrested him and the horse. They had to throw the horse into it.
Man.
You know, Chicago has city... police officers on horseback. They had to throw the horse into one of their wagons, take them to jail.
What's the penalty for something like that?
I have no idea.
Fine and a little bit of community service.
Like, yeah, I mean, if you're a judge, you sit there and go, "Hey, listen, sir, your heart is in the right place, but you know, you almost made glue out of your favorite animal."
Yeah, exactly. Can't put the horse in danger like that.
Yeah. But it is a funny sight to see. If you look on Twitter, you can see the videos of this horse just running down the freeway.
Wouldn't that freak you out if you were driving out of nowhere, like this horse, and you're like, wait a minute, and you're swerving out of the way, trying to slow down from 80 miles an hour or whatever you're doing?
I hope I'm faster than a 1 horsepower horse.
Well, yeah, but it still doesn't mean, like, what if you're behind it or you're stuck in a lane and you're going 70 and all of a sudden you get behind this caravan? Like, I was driving from Denver to Nashville, and I was in Kansas City, and I was just cruising along the highway going 70, 75 like the rest of them, and I'm just in one of the middle lanes, and I there was an old lady who was going 30 miles an hour on the interstate.
Yeah.
Nice. And as I was flying, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to crash into her. Like, how slow is she going? And I had to slam on the brakes. The guy behind me had to slam on the brakes. The poor old woman, I don't think she realized she had gotten on the interstate. Probably didn't mean to. She looked really scared. People were passing her, diving. I mean, so if you're doing that with a horse, even if you're kind of flanked with motorcycles,
yeah.
Like, that's like people are like driving and all of a sudden they see that and they got to switch lanes and everybody's moving. It could be a real problem. I mean, you know, so I guess your heart is in the right place until you cause a 17-car pileup.
Right.
You know, and then
that's the issue.
And then
right
what's
there.
The point? Right? Well, there you go. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb is brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots, giving you sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. DBHP is the all-natural ingredient. It is patented, and it's a powerful one that revs up your metabolism and turns your body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes. Feel energized while shedding unwanted pounds. Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. All right, we'll hit up Twitter coming up next. At Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's as we continue with Wake Up Call.
It's time for today's odds and ends, and we take a look at Major League Baseball. And, man, there are some great, great prices at BetUS right now for teams to win the World Series. The Oakland A's are plus 900. At times, they've looked like the best team in all of baseball. You can get the Chicago White Sox at plus 850 right now, or go get my team that I think is going to be really fun to watch, and I think who's going to win the World Series, the LA Dodgers, coming in at plus 320. For their odds to win the World Series.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Phil Snyder here to tell you about one of my favorite sports books, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only tell you about the best, and BetUS.com is the best. Why, you ask? BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-MY-BET-US. That's 1-800-MY-BET-US, and they'll walk you through getting started. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention odds and ends, and you can get up to 150%. And bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. 25 years in the biz, the best bonuses. BetUS should be your sportsbook. Join today. Call 1-800-MY-BETUS or go to BetUS.com. Remember, mention odds and ends to get your bonus.
Everyone is plus money at BetUS right now, and there are so many options to pick from, so many interesting teams to see what's going to happen in this shortened season. I mean, heck, you can go get the Cleveland Indians at plus 2,200, or go get the New York Yankees at plus 500. If you want to take a flyer, the Tampa Bay Rays may be a great spot to go. Tampa comes in at plus 600 at BetUS. That's going to do it for today's Odds and Ends, brought to you by BetUS. Go to BetUS.com and start playing today. BetUS, a simply better sportsbook.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Part of the Vegas halftime show last night on Monday Night Football?
Yep.
High very cool.
I don't know what building
Caesar's
they were on.
Caesar's Palace, I think.
Were they on Caesar's?
I think that's what I read this morning.
Yeah, all those casinos
I didn't see
look
the halftime
same.
Show. Yeah,
they all look
they
the
do.
Same.
Well, yeah. One is a cool pyramid. That is kind of nice.
That's true.
The one that's across the street from the stadium.
Yeah, the stadium looked nice.
It did look nice. It really did look nice.
The aerial views of that, I'm like, wow, that's impressive.
Josh on Twitter, you can go into Sam's Club and order a hot dog and a drink for a very similar price without a membership if you just want to go in and get a dog.
You can do that at Costco.
Can you go in?
I don't personally have a membership. My wife does because her father buys one and just hands it to her.
Yes, I thought when you entered, somebody in your party had to show a card.
Go through the exit. Like you, I mean, they have no idea.
Well, okay, wait a minute. There's a difference between sneaking in and getting a product.
It's not really
and
then sneaking
being
in.
Being allowed to.
You just walk in.
Okay.
And
then you
the
shouldn't
West
have to go
Coast,
through the exit.
On the West Coast, usually the hot dog, the food area, the food court area for Costco or, you know, I don't know if it's the same for Sam Clubs, is outdoors.
Well, that's a lot of places, not just the West Coast.
I haven't seen it anywhere else.
Yeah.
I've only saw it
there's
in
a lot of
California
places in the South
Hawaii.
Where they have eating places up.
Yeah, I don't travel around that much.
But if you walked into Sam's Club, I can't believe we're talking about this, but if you walked into is it okay to be in there without a membership? It's one thing to sneak in. You can sneak in anywhere. Like, it's not okay to go to two movies for one price, but people do it all the time.
Yeah, I think if you go through the exit and then just go through that
if
way,
you're going
you
through the exit, aren't you trying to circumvent the rules?
Yes, because can't go through the entrance without flashing your ID.
Earlier I said you can go in and get a hot dog but without a membership, and you said, yes, go through the exit.
Yes.
No, that's sneaking in. That's fine. That's different.
Well, I mean, are
you allowed to go in? And the guy goes, no, yeah, fine. Go ahead and eat. Go ahead. No. In fact, shop. You don't even need a membership. Go ahead and buy whatever you want.
No,
you don't need a membership. You need a membership.
You need a membership to buy.
Every time we go in, my wife shows her card.
Yep.
There's somebody standing at the door, shows her card.
Well, that's through the entrance.
If I can go through the, yeah. Again, sneaking in, totally different thing. Wake up call, Sportsmap Radio.